This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. The patient's name is Joyce Call, C-A-L-L, Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Date of birth is 3/30/1929. Date of service is... May 5, 2022. Miss Call is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She is pleasantly confused. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. She had complained of some pain in her foot. She otherwise denies any other symptoms, no other complaints. The case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball counts were positive. Extremities, no edema. There's no point tenderness over the foot, no swelling. Impression, foot pain. Next. Probable arthritis. Next. History of seizure disorder. Next, dementia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discussion about her symptoms. I have suggested that she can use some Tylenol as needed for pain. We'll continue other medications. Can also use Voltaren gel locally 3 times a day as needed. Continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Frances Davis, D-A-V-I-S, Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Date of birth is 12/26/1936. Date of service is 1/3/2022. Ms. Davis is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's doing well. She's laying in her bed. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She does complain of feeling weak. She has been eating somewhat better. Denies any other complaints. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel counts were positive. Extremities. Chronic skin changes, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Next history of congestive heart failure. Next history of pulmonary embolism, next pulmonary hypertension, next degenerative joint disease, next history of C. difficile colitis. Treatment plan is discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well, has been stable. Case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no new issues, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was diminished breath sounds in the basis, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. In treatment plan, discussion about her symptoms. We'll continue current medications, monitor her progress. We'll check routine labs. She was encouraged to ambulate and do some exercises, therapy. We'll monitor her progress. Case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no new issues. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Dorothy DePlanche, D-E-P-L-A-N-C-H-E, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 4/10/1945. Date of service, Date of service is /10/2022. Miss Deplanch is seen in her room today. Miss Deplanch is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She is sitting up in her chair. She is doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She overall has been feeling well. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, diabetes mellitus. Impression, number one, diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, history of compression fracture. Next, dementia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. Her blood sugars were reviewed. I've recommended routine blood testing. Checking hemoglobin A1C. She was encouraged to do better choices. Continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Terry Devlin, D-E-V-L-I-N, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 1-14-2022. Mr. Devlin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He is laying in his bed. He seems to be comfortable. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. He otherwise, he denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, COPD. Next is coronary artery disease. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, history of CVA. Next, bilateral carotid stenosis. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, anxiety slash depression. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan discussed with patient about his symptoms. He and family has signed up for hospice. We'll try to keep him comfortable, continue current medications, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Next patient is Sandra Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 7/28/1939. Date of service. Next patient is Deborah Hemlinger, H-E-M-L-I-N-G-E-R. Deborah, D-E-B-R-A. Date of birth is 3/1/1964. Date of service is 1/12/2022. Ms. Hemlinger is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be stable and has been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills. She did have some symptoms of sinus congestion as well as sinus headache. Rapid COVID test was done, which was negative. She overall otherwise has been feeling well. No fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one, coronary artery disease. Next, history of cardiac arrhythmia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of ventricular tachycardia. Status post ICD. Next, anxiety/depression. Next, history of substance abuse. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. About her symptoms, she seems to be stable and doing well. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. Her COVID test has been negative. She will use antihistamine. Will monitor her symptoms. Will continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Eleanor Karg, K-A-R-G, Eleanor, E-L-E-A-N-O-R-E. Date of birth is 3-4-1943. Date of service is 1-7-2022. Ms. Karg is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing well. She's up on her wheelchair, roaming the hallway. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She does complaints of knee pain off and on. She overall has been eating better, has been overall doing well. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No real, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next seizure disorder, next history of squamous cell cancer of the epiglottis, next history of developmental delay, next degenerative joint disease of the knees, next history of breast cancer. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. She has been eating well, has been doing good. No other complaints. Will continue current medications. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Margaret Jermaine Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, middle initial is G. Date of birth is 5-3-1922. Date of service, 1-7-2022. Miss Kelly is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has noticed some swelling of her ankles and foot. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any pain in her legs. She says that she sits most of the time with her feet hanging down. She denies any shortness of breath. Denies any other complaints. Overall has been feeling well. She does complaints of pain in her back as well as her hip area. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, a minimal swelling, both feet / ankles. Impression, number one, bilateral ankle swelling. next chronic back pain, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next dementia, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Reviewed her medications. I've encouraged her to keep her legs elevated, continue on Tylenol as needed. Continue other medications, cut back on salty food. If swelling gets any worse, we'll consider deciding her on some diuretic. Otherwise, we'll continue current medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Connie Kostyshek, K-O-S-T-Y-S-H-A-K, Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 1/27/1940. Date of service. Date of service. Date of service is 1/5/2022. Ms. Kostyshek is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she has not been sleeping well. She gets up frequently. She falls. She lays in bed. It takes a long time to fall asleep. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any headaches or blurring of vision. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Overall, otherwise, has been feeling well. Lyrica has been helping her. Numbness in her feet is better. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, insomnia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, distal congestive heart failure. Next, neuropathy. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Her trazodone dosage was increased to 100 milligrams. We'll see how she does with that. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. She'll continue on the melatonin also. We'll monitor her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. We'll follow up on her progress, period. Next patient. Next patient is Carol Norman, N-A-U-M-A-N, Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth is 12/25/1945. Date of service. Date of service is 1/14/2022. Ms. Norman is a very pleasant 76-year-old female with history of advanced dementia, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease, apparently had a fall. She tripped and fell. She was brought to the emergency room. She was having significant pain, unable to ambulate herself. Had x-rays done. We did reveal left femoral neck fracture. CT scan of the head, C-spine, and as well as abdomen and pelvis was done, which was unremarkable. Patient was admitted to the hospital. orthopedic surgery was consulted. She underwent left hip hemiarthroplasty. She was put on Lovenox for about a month. She had slightly elevated troponin, which was felt to be likely demand ischemia. Also, augmentation was slightly worse, felt to be secondary to acute metabolic encephalopathy. She was continuing her other medication. She was otherwise doing well. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows at Howell. At the present time, she denies any complaints of pain except when she moves her legs. She is pleasantly confused. She says that she was in the hospital. She does not remember any other event. She denies any other complaints. Denies any chest pain, no shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaint. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination. Past medical history. Has been significant for hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease, and advanced dementia. Past surgical history, unknown. Social history. Smoking, none. Alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. No history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, history of dementia. No history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of hip pain. History of arthritis. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 98.2, pulse 72 per minute, respiration 16, blood pressure 128/72. HENT examination was normal, people's vehicle run and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, fall, next left hip fracture, status post left hemiarthroplasty, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss if patients admit to the Willows at Howell, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Patricia Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 11/27/1941. Date of service, 1/7/2022. Miss Parker is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She is ambulating. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She does complaints of pain in her back. She denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, chronic back pain. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, anxiety, slight depression. Next, DJD. Screening plan discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be doing the same. Case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no new issues. Will continue current medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know. Or call the office. Period. Next patient is Margaret Sensiba, S-E-N-S-I-B-A, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Date of birth is 8-26-1954. Ms. Sensiba is seen in her room today at the request of the nurse, and she has been complaining of some discomfort and fullness in her ears. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. Denies any drainage from the ears. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, bilateral earwax. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, chronic anemia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. I put her on cortisporine eardrops that she's going to use. We'll have her ears cleaned. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll try to keep her comfortable. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Elaine Skomak, S-K-O-M-A-C, Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E. Date of birth is 10-15-1937. Date of service is 1-14-2022. Ms. Skomak is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's sitting up in her bed having breakfast. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She does complain of feeling weak. She denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, anemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan discusses with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable and doing well. Case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no new issues. Her protime is being monitored and coumarin dosage adjusted. Will continue current medications. She was encouraged to drink more fluids. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Linda Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Date of birth is 11/19/1947. Date of service is 1/12/2022. Miss Thomas is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing well. She's ambulating without any difficulty. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. She says that she's doing well. No other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of CVA. Next, degenerative joint disease. Screen plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. We'll continue current medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Deborah Ziegler, Ziegler, Deborah, Debra. Date of birth is 8/9/1954. Date of service, 1/12/2022. Miss Ziegler is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She is sitting up in her chair. She says that she is doing well. She has some increased pain today, but overall she has been doing well. She has been taking her pain medication. She has followed up with her orthopedic surgeon also. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, lower extremity swelling. Next, left hip prosthetic fracture with removal. An antibiotic spacer in place. Next, history of asthma. Next, degenerative joint disease. Screen plan discusses the patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well and has been stable. She is following with her orthopedic surgeon. We'll continue current medications and recommendations from them. We'll follow up on her progress, monitor her labs. We'll, if she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.